Let's read a little bit more. I'm trying to be quick. But sometimes a good meal, you can't rush through a good meal. You've got to eat it and enjoy it. So I rebuke you, devil. I'm going on and taking my sweet time. Read a little more in the same book, same chapter, at verse 18 through 21. Like I said, I shouldn't have to preach this right now. We should be strong enough in God that when we read it, we receive it. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Say, in us. In you. I reckon that nothing I go through will ever be enough to be compared to how good it'll feel when I come through it. There's nothing that I'm suffering now that'll ever compare to when I finally get my foot busted through that door and the devil turns his grip loose and I'm walking victorious and I don't have to worry about going through the same old battle. For he who the Son has set free, my Lord, is free indeed. We're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation. Because you're made an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and what you have been through. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage, say, of corruption. Shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. That's what I've been preaching for the past 20 minutes, I'm sure. Has it been 20 minutes? Being delivered from that corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Read this, church. If you don't think anybody understands, read verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. Say that word if you're reading it. Together until now. The devil would have us not think that anybody else cares about how good we're doing, how bad we're doing. That word is called division. If you give in and are susceptible to corruption, you therefore sow division. For you are participating in things which are sown of the flesh. But we have a God that can deliver us even out of division. This is going to sound funny coming from a preacher, but probably 3 or 4 months ago, I had a crossroads in my life. I had reached a point where I was ready to begin to say hypocrite and just be done with trying to minister and the pastor because I was so discouraged, wondering what the deal was. I'll be willing to confess it if nobody else will. It's all right. Somebody's got to lead by example. Somebody's got to try to admit it. I got to that crossroads where I was just ready to let people fight their own battles because I was so tired and trying to help those that seemingly didn't want any. But I was so foolish. I had lost my vision of what God was trying to teach me. And I read that verse 22 in that 8th chapter of Romans. I realized that I had no place to judge a single person. I don't have a reason. There's not a reason good enough that you think you have the right to judge anybody. And God has delivered me to be able to be a witness for all. Because he has delivered me from that corruption that the devil seemingly is trying to put on those that are in high esteem. They get to a place where they think they've arrived. They wear that great suit. They'll come in and say big words, but there is no changing in the condition of people's hearts. It might sound good, but church, you better be careful of what you're sitting under, because I'm telling you, there is corruption coming out of the pulpit even this day and age. There's corruption coming out of people's mouths that aren't living their life the way they should be. They'll lift one person up and they'll beat the other one down. They'll prophesy unto one and they'll speak death on somebody else. We've got to learn to not judge anybody. For God has rid the corruption from you. Therefore, you can rid the corruption from anybody that brings harm to you. There is nothing they can do. No, nothing done by the flesh will prosper you if you will fight it by the Spirit. Let me finish reading this. Verse 31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for his all, how shall he not with him also freely give us these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. We're going to come back to intercession in a minute. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Church, answer that. Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake We are all killed all the day long. That's a confirmation that we are under attack. We are accounted as sheep for the what? The slaughter. We are being offered because we have been counted pleased unto God. You're not just going through this because you deserve it. You're not just got the hand that you've been dealt because there's no way through it. But you're being tested and being offered as Job was to see, will my servant finally believe in faith? Do you not know that there is a faith within you? Say, it's within me. Say, it's within me. So look at somebody and say, you've got it. Look at somebody and say, you've got it. You have got the faith within you to overcome what the devil is trying to attack you with right now. I'm not talking about tomorrow. Right now, you can be in a church service and the devil can separate the left side from the right side, or he can separate the congregation from the message, or he can separate. There's been times that we knew a song. Brian, haven't we been here? We knew that song from the back of our hand, and the enemy absolutely causes chaos to try to keep a song from prospering. You know that verse all of your life, and then all of a sudden you begin to try to quote it, and all of a sudden it will slip your mind. You see, the devil doesn't want anybody to get out of the mess that they're dwelling in. He wants somebody to just stay back in that same old thing. But I come to preach tonight, and I've been praying and travailing, believing that God's going to work a miracle for you. But you've got to get a hold of it, and you've got to say, I'm not staying here anymore. This place is not for me. What could the devil do that would ever cause us to be defeated? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. No, 38, for I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In John chapter 14, I want to bring emphasis to a couple verses here. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. When you want to talk about how you're going to overcome anything, you have got to learn to break down your heart so that the Holy Spirit can begin to work intercession on your behalf. There is nothing good that you could ever do that'll cause that bound to be moved. You can think you're doing people a favor by just sitting down, but honey, you're only hurting yourself, and you're only bringing death into the one thing God called you to live in. He called you to be free. He called you to live. He called you to be in joy. He's called you to live and not perish. There is a power of darkness that's trying to corrupt the church of God, and my heart is grieved because we've lost knowing that we are made free from the power of darkness. We're losing our song because we're not being faithful in the trial. We're losing our sermon because we're not trusting God with everything. We're losing our joy because we doubt. And we're losing our peace because we refuse to let an intercessory take place. You see, the Holy Ghost, it is to work your petition on your behalf. Jesus Christ had to leave one day, and he spoke to his disciples and said, though I go away, I will provide for you the means to be able to still overcome as you did while I walked on this earth. So we might not see Jesus walking in this church tonight, but you have the intercessory deep within your spirit that can overcome every attack of the devil. I can't help it. Somebody that needs a touch in their body, stand to your feet right now. Somebody that needs God's hand to move, lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Right now, I believe that God, you're moving. For those that need a touch in their body, I believe, God, that you're a healer. And Lord, we're not ashamed to believe together. And right now, we are not condemned by the devil, but we receive life, and I speak healing over those that are weak right now in the name of Jesus. Yea, say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody receive what the Holy Spirit is moving in. Somebody say, I want it. Receive that. Open up your heart and say, it's mine. It's mine in the name of Jesus. Church, let's give him some praise. I wish I could stop, but the wheels just keep on turning. Somebody give God praise. There is hope for you. That persons I was preaching to that's letting the devil just crumble them away a bit by bit, it's time that you raise up your hands and bring confession unto your mouth. Church, be praying. God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we've let the devil beat us up for long enough. And God, we're tired of living in the mess that we've been in. And Lord, we're ready for you to redirect our path. God, we receive that we are not condemned by our past. And we are not condemned by the devil. And God, we're going to move forward. And I speak to the bondage of the mind. Somebody needs to agree right now. This is a powerful move for somebody. In the name of Jesus, I command you, Satan, to release the minds of those in this place. Those of you that's had a grudge for a while, it's time to let it go. I feel the love of God ready to deliver you from this thing, and you'll be able to go back to those people that have hurt you and love them greater than you love yourself. Raise your hands if you're with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe, God, the greater had no love than this, Lord, that we'll lay down our life for others. And right now I ask, Lord, that your love be poured out unto those that need to be made free, set free from the form of bondage that has caused division. Keep on praying. I want to read a verse to somebody. Verse 20, chapter 14 of John says, "At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." You have got to work intercessory prayer. You have got to learn to work intercessory prayer. If God has saved you, praise God for that. But there is a deeper prayer to pray right now. Begin to just open up. You may not understand it all. You may not know. Come on, brother. Come on, pray with me right now. God, I know that you're teaching us to work the intercessory prayer. And God, I believe that within us, God springs up rivers of living water. And in the name of Jesus, we'll begin to come alive, and that the enemy will no longer steal the words that he says in the name of Jesus. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, church, for he dwelleth where? With you, and shall be in you. The promise of his word, Jesus Christ opened up and said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Keep on praying if you want. You can be seated if you want. I'm just letting the Spirit move as it wants. This intercessory prayer is not just for prayer warriors, but it's for everyone that has the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is an intercessory prayer to open up and pray. God is teaching you that the way that you come out of these problems you've built yourself up in is to begin to work in intercessory prayer. How do we work in intercessory prayer? First of all, you have got to be humbled. You have got to lose your pride, and you have got to learn to be broken. You have got to learn to be thankful for things instead of always being upset of something you don't have. You've got to learn to praise him for every day that you got up with breath to breathe rather than complaining about all the pains that you feel in your body. Your loved ones may curse you, but you've got to thank God they're still alive. Your loved ones may persecute you, but you've got to thank God there's another day of hope for them. There is an opportunity for change. You know how you get rid of corruption? Through that gift that Jesus Christ left us to use as intercessory. We'll never think ourselves good enough, Brother Matt. There's nothing, no works, nothing, Gary, we can do that'll ever make us feel like we can overcome. But there is a way. Somebody receive that. There is a way. The Holy Ghost has spoke all through this service. He doesn't want you to fall into hell. He doesn't want you to lose your soul to a few things that you think you've got to make right first. But he's calling you out and telling you there's a better way. Christians, elders of the church, the Lord spoke to us very specifically and is telling us to rid the corruption of the devil, that it'll rid corruption that we try to put upon each other. There is nothing that anybody else has done that makes you worthy to judge them. And it's time to let it go. A church on fire doesn't become a church on fire because they shout good. A church that becomes a church on fire is a church that lets go and begins to forgive. If you won't forgive yourself, you won't forgive anybody else. And you won't forgive yourself until you have an access and an intercessory that will cause you to be forgiven. It is the Holy Ghost that causes you to be forgiven. It's not just the fact that you were saved 20 years ago, but there is a spirit within you that is dwelling in the depths of your situation that is there for you on the Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. As I opened up and began to preach to you, the Lord showed me that there was people that were coming for answers tonight. And the Lord has touched some needs, but I'm going to be very specific about this right now. Hear this, preacher. I take this very serious. If we don't let some things go, they take different appearances, but there are some things that we've got a grip on that we're not letting go of, or we'd be more free, or we'd be without fear. And we come in and praise Him without looking around to see, well, Megan's not praising Him. I don't know if I can or not. If you've been saved, then you can. If you are working the Spirit within you, then you're letting go of the old man, the old woman, and you're putting on. That's why it said that you cannot put new wine into an old bottle. The substance of the Holy Ghost will not dwell in the person you used to be or the person you're letting the enemy cause you to be. You know what it says that new wine does to the old bottle? He didn't just say that it wouldn't fit in there. He said that it would cause it to break. The work of intercessory prayer and the work of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit stirring within you is not just for you to smile and shout, but it's for you to take on these problems you're going through, that you'll come in here one night anxious. I'm telling you, I'm just going to be honest, because if I'm not, then I'd be lying to you. There's been some dread in my heart just to even show up sometimes, because you wonder what you're going to get. And that can be anywhere that you go. There's been some places that we've been visiting and sang lately that I just had a dread in my heart. God is showing me that if I work on all this within me, that I'll be excited every single time I come to the house of God. And I was so excited to get here. I felt like preaching the very moment I sat down. And I just have to hold myself sometimes, because I'm like, God, I know it's not yet, but I'm so excited, because God is beginning to lead us to be more mature. He's leading us to be stronger. He said He's not the author of confusion. So the only thing you're going to find if you receive this word is clarity. I'm not going to read it all, but I'll give you the chapter. And I want to say this so the people on the radio next weekend will get this to you. Read in Mark chapter 4, verse 3 through 20. And it talks about the parable of the sower. When we read about the parable of the sower, it says that he sowed seed on some ground, and it was burned up by the sun. And he sowed seed in some places, and it didn't grow because it was in a thorny place. And there was some seed that landed nearby the rocks, and there was nowhere for it to take its root. But for those seed that were sown and received, that some bloomed in 30-fold, that some bloomed in 60-fold, and some bloomed even in 100-fold. The benefit of intercessory prayer will cause us to be broken enough to receive what the Holy Ghost will speak through the Word of God. And if you will be broken enough and willing enough to admit that you fail sometimes, that you've came short, Paul, even above all, who would probably be deserving to say that he didn't need to go through anything, said that I have sinned and came short of the glory of God before. If we'll be willing to admit that we need help. That was the first thing that I learned when I was praying for my addictions. I had to acknowledge that I needed help. I couldn't just come and say, God, take it from me. There had to be something in me that said, God, I need you. God, I need you. If you're in that place and you need God and you need to come and pray, this altar's open. Go ahead and stand with us. The point of the parable of the sower is that there will be some times when God will try to sow in your life. Don't let it get burned up by the sun. Don't let it fall near the stones. Don't let it get in the thicket of life. But come in with a broken spirit. I don't just preach to hear myself preach. I get tired of hearing me preach. Sometimes I want to sit down. But if we will receive what God's speaking, you know what happens? You begin to have something within you start to spring forth. Growth happens. Maturity happens. And you begin to overcome things you never would have before. Then when that person says something to your face to try to offend you, instead of talking back at them, you'll smile and say, I'm sorry you feel that way. And I wish that you didn't, but I love you anyhow. It'll cause you to change the substance within you. So let me say this. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for a people that will be willing to believe in the Jesus they know they have. And if you're lost tonight, I speak to you very plainly. If you need help, there is a Savior ready to rescue you. Church, be praying. And if you need help, that's why we're here.